Happy Sabbath. I'm really happy to be here today. Yes, my name is Pastor Kenton, and I have been doing Pathfinders for a while. This morning, I had some of the kids like, whoa, how do you have so many patches? A couple they hadn't even seen before. I am currently taking a break from full-time pastoral ministry, and I get the privilege of being the business manager at Rogue Valley Adventist Academy, right at the top of the hill. I work very closely with Adam, and we have a great time together. I also get the privilege of teaching 7 through 8 and 11 and 12 Bible class, which has been a lot of fun for me. For the students, you'll have to ask them, but I've been having a lot of fun. My wife, my wife Kayla and I just moved down here a few months ago from Yakima, Washington with our son Milo, who is 6 months old today. And I was up there working as the associate pastor at a church with where my wife was teaching 7 through 10 English and history at our local Adventist school. And God works the way that God works, and through what I can only describe as divine intervention, we have found ourselves here in the Medford Valley. Amen. But that is a story for another time, because what I want to talk about today is Joshua, the first pathfinder. And what God told him when God gave him an impossible task. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for the ministry of Pathfinders and the ability for these kids to have a place to learn and to grow. We love you. Come soon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now our story starts after 40 long years. Now, Joshua was involved with the first time the Israelites came to the Promised Land. See, they had just been delivered from Egypt. It had been incredible. God had worked in incredible ways. And they got to the edge of the Promised Land, and God tells Moses to send out 12 spies. Joshua is one of them. We know how the story goes. The spies come back, and there is so much good in this land, and there's also giants. And as the report goes out, the people of Israel decide that they don't want to go in. They're too scared. They're too nervous. It's intimidating. They don't want to go in. And so, God honors their choice. And instead of entering the Promised Land, God has them walk around in circles in the desert for 40 years. One of the funniest Bible verses to me is Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 2 through 3. Here it is in the New King James, because I think that's the funniest translation. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. It is 11 days' journey from Horeb, by way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. 11 days' journey. And it came to pass in the 40th year of their journey that did this neat trick where they squeezed 10 days into 40 years. 40 years of walking in circles. And if you actually look at a map where Israel walked, it really is just in circles. Over and over and over again. 40 years of walking in circles. 40 years of listening to Moses. 40 years of manna from heaven. And a cloud to guide them by day. A pillar of fire to guide them by night. And finally, it's time to stop wandering. The people are right on the edge of the Promised Land, ready to enter it again, so close they can taste it. And one day, everything changes. Deuteronomy 34, verse 5. And Moses, the servant of the Lord, died in the land of Moab, as the Lord had said. Moses' journey is over. He had done all that God had commanded. And now it's time for something different. Look at the way the final author chapter of Deuteronomy talks about Moses. Deuteronomy 34, 10 through 12, it says, "There has never been another prophet in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. The Lord sent him to perform all the miraculous signs and wonders in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh and all his servants and his entire land. With a mighty power, Moses performed terrifying acts in the sight of all of Israel." To this day, in Islam and Judaism, Moses is just known, simply known as the prophet. No other prophet has ever come close to who Moses was. And here they are at the edge of the promised land. The person who has been leading them for 40 years, the greatest prophet the world has ever known, has died. And Joshua needs to step in to his shoes. Everybody that had leadership experience in Egypt is gone. The miraculous manna from heaven that they got in the morning, 6 days a week, gone. The cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, gone. And here Joshua is tasked by God to do the impossible. Find a path into and through the promised land. Step into the unknown and find the way forward. In other words, in a sense, to be a path finder. See, Moses got to walk in circles for 40 years. Now, Moses did so much, but he just had to walk in circles for 40 years. Joshua's job is different because he needs to find a path for Israel to get into and through the promised land. And you have to imagine he's terrified. How is he supposed to lead? Where are they supposed to go? How do they get from where they are to where they're supposed to be? And so God comes to Joshua with a message. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and then we'll skip and do verses 6 through 9. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, and he said, "Moses, my servant, is dead." As if Joshua needed a reminder. "Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses, wherever you set foot, you will be on land that I have given you." Continues in verse 6 through 9. "Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left, and you will be successful in everything you do. Study the book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So the future is completely unknowable to Joshua. The path into and through the promised land will be hard and dangerous. And scared and alone, God brings a message to Joshua of hope. How can he be strong and courageous when life is unknowable? How are we supposed to be like Joshua, path finders, when the world is changing so quickly, when we're growing up so fast, when things get hard and complicated? I think the answer is in God's words to Joshua. Because three times God tells Joshua, be strong and courageous. But each time, it's for a different reason. This is the first time God tells Joshua to be strong and courageous. He tells him because God has chosen Joshua. Joshua 1:6, "Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess the land." God has specifically chosen Joshua to lead the people, to help them find the path. And God promises us the exact same thing. Writing thousands of years later in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, Peter writes, "For you are a chosen people, royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. And as a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light." You see, we have been called out of darkness. We have been shown the path. And because of that, we can show others. We are to be strong and courageous because God has called you, yes, you specifically, to lead others to him. The second time, God tells Joshua to be strong and courageous because he has the instructions that Moses wrote and spoke. Joshua 1:7, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do." You see, Joshua doesn't need to start everything from scratch. He can look back at the people who have come before, look at those that God has used in the past, and learn from them. See how God has led them. And today, we have been blessed with those very same words, those very same instructions in the Bible that we read. God tells Joshua, read this book. Think about what you're reading. It gives courage. And if we follow it, God promises that we will find strength, courage, and even success. Finally, the last time God gives a promise, maybe the most important promise to Joshua. Joshua 1:9. "This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." You see, no matter what happens, no matter how many battles Israel fights, no matter how many times Joshua thinks he's never going to live up to Moses' legacy, no matter how many times they fail or get lost or doubt, God will always be with them. Every single time, forever. God promises that he will always be there. Joshua is tasked with being a pathfinder, finding a path into and through the promised land, taking this nation of people with him. It's an impossible task. But Joshua had everything he needed to succeed. He knew that God had called him personally. He had the words of the Bible and the stories of the people who had gone before. And most importantly, he knew that God would be with him no matter what, forever. The Pathfinder organization has an aim that is impossible. You know what the aim is? The Pathfinder aim is the Advent message to all the world in my generation. To tell the entire world that Jesus is coming back and to do it in my generation. It's an impossible task. I'm telling you right now. Until you listen to what God told Joshua. The very first pathfinder. The impossible task is equally doable if we are strong and courageous. And you can be strong and courageous if you remember that you have been chosen to do this. That God has called you personally to bring people to him. That God has chosen you. And that's why you're here. We can be strong and courageous if we remember the words of the Bible. Read and learn from the story of Joshua, but also from the story of Moses and of Daniel and of Ruth and of Paul and Deborah, David and Rahab, Joseph, Tamar, Jesus, and so many more. Don't discount this book. It will give you strength and courage. And more importantly, most importantly, we can be strong and courageous if we remember that God is with us wherever we go, forever. God will never leave us. In fact, when Jesus returned to heaven after his resurrection, he promised this to his disciples in Matthew 28:20. Jesus says, "Be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of time." And so, when you wear this uniform, when you call yourself a pathfinder, it doesn't just mean that you belong to a church group that likes camping. It's not just about the honors and the camperies, and you aren't just saying that you know a ton of different ways to tie a knot. What you are actually saying when you call yourself a pathfinder is that, like Joshua, you are listening and waiting for God to show you what your path is, to find the places that God wants you to be, and to follow him, not just now, but for the rest of your life. You have been chosen. You have the Bible, and God will be with you wherever you go. Listen, right now life might be complicated, especially at Pathfinder age. You're in school, you're learning new things every day, hopefully. You're trying to figure out your place in this world, who you are, your likes and dislikes. There are relationships and friends, sports and chores, and yes, even church and Pathfinders. But in those moments where you're not sure where to go, what to do, when the future looks imposing and like there's no way forward, remember that you are pathfinders, that God already knows where you're going, and that God will be with you every step of the way. Be strong and courageous. God has chosen you. You have the words of the Bible, and God will be with you wherever you go, no matter what. Let's pray. Dear God, you have given us the incredible witness of Joshua. And as we go about not just the rest of our day-to-day, but as we go about our week, as we go about our year, as we go about our life, help us to remember to be pathfinders, to know that we have been chosen by you, that we have the words of the Bible to guide us, and that you are with us wherever we go, no matter what, forever. We love you. Come soon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.